This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. South Africa has gone to the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
South Africa's case at the International Court of Justice says Israel's acts and omissions are genocidal in character against Palestinians, which Israel says it rejects with disgust. South Africa also wants the court to issue an interim order for Israel to immediately suspend military operations in Gaza. While a hearing is likely in coming days or weeks, it would take years to resolve the case if it moves forward. And while the court's orders are legally binding, they are not always followed. The court ordered Russia to stop hostilities in Ukraine last year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North Korea's new reactor at a nuclear site is likely to be formally operational by next summer, according to South Korea. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Shamas.
Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and that all indications pointed to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. This is VOA News. Turkey's state-run news agency says security forces have detained 32 people suspected of links to the Islamic State extremist group. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The suspects were allegedly planning to carry out attacks in synagogues and churches as well as the Iraqi embassy in Turkey. News agency said that the suspects were detained in raids carried out at dawn on Friday in nine provinces. The arrests come a week after police rounded up 304 suspected IS militants in simultaneous raids across Turkey. The Islamic State group has carried out a string of deadly attacks in Turkey, including a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub on January 1, 2017, that killed 39 people during New Year celebrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Federal prosecutors say a U.S. citizen living in Egypt sought to join the Al-Shabaab terrorist organization and wage violent jihad against America and its allies in the wake of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Karem Nasser, 23, of Lawrenceville, New Jersey, was arrested December 14th after flying from Egypt to Nairobi, Kenya, where prosecutors say he was planning to meet with Al-Shabaab members before traveling by train to Somalia, where the terror group is based. Nasser was returned to the U.S. on Thursday and was scheduled to appear Friday before a federal magistrate in Manhattan. He is charged with attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. The U.S. military's secretive X-37B robot space plane blasted off from Florida on Thursday night on its seventh mission, the first launched atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket capable of delivering it to a higher orbit than ever before, Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The space plane is also carrying a NASA experiment to study how plant seeds are affected by prolonged exposure to the harsh environment of radiation in space. The ability to grow crops in space has major implications for keeping astronauts alive during future long-term missions to the Moon and Mars. Thursday's launch comes 2 weeks after China blasted its own equally secretive Shenlong robot space plane on a launch system less powerful than SpaceX's rocket. Still, as the U.S.-China rivalry in space heats up, Space Force General B. Chan Saltzman had earlier this month said he expected China to launch Shenlong around the same time as the X-37B in what's seen as a competitive move.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. At least 20 people have died following landslides caused by torrential rains that hit South Kivu region in eastern Congo. Officials said Friday that the landslide swallowed up houses and dwellings in the locality of Bereni in the Mwanga territory, bringing to more than 60 the number of people who have died from flooding and landslides in the country this week. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.